Hey y'all, welcome to A Dream Powered by STEAM, the podcast that empowers you to achieve your goals in and through science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. So what are we waiting for? Let's go. Thank you all for tuning in to the fifth episode of this great series. Today, we'll be talking about the A in STEAM, arts. Now, this one is quite possibly the most important one because it is what makes STEM, STEAM. So, yeah, let's dive right in. And today, again, it's just like the last one. We don't have a in-person guest or a call-in guest. So we're just gonna, like the engineering one, have info, facts, and all that good stuff in there, just without the interview. So, start off, what makes the A, arts, in STEAM important? Without the arts, it is impossible for students to reach their full potential. Art subjects give students the freedom to harness the capabilities of STEM subjects. So, without arts, the other four core subjects just aren't at their full potential. Through arts, you can express things a lot more vividly, and some kids are more visual learners, so arts help with that. So arts is really, it's an integral part of STEM and STEAM. The A is actually a term that doesn't just, it's not just, you know, art you see at like a museum. It includes liberal arts, language arts, social studies, physical arts, fine arts, and music. So it's not just a painting or a sculpture. It's all those things combined. STEAM education is about applying creative thinking to STEM projects, igniting students' imagination and creativity through the arts. Like I said earlier, you know, the other things just aren't at their full potential. Studying art subjects contributes to the development of essential skills like collaboration, communication, problem solving, and critical thinking. It enhances a student's flexibility, adaptability, productivity, responsibility, and innovation. And all these skills are required for a successful career in any field of study. As a result of the adoption of arts into the STEM program, new teaching methods have emerged. Teachers can add arts into STEM by applying graphics to projects. They can also use performing arts to communicate a STEM project. Students can use their artistic talents to generate innovative thinking. There are numerous benefits to this. There is increased creativity. In today's society, technology is advancing and developing at lightning speed. Creative thinking skills are essential for innovation, like I said earlier, and keeping up with this ever-changing industry. It teaches kids to think outside the box and allows them freedom to explore different designs and ideas that no one has thought about before. Improved academic performance. A report from the Americans for the Arts Foundation showed that students that took 4 years of art and music classes while they were in high school scored an average of 92 points higher on the SATs than their counterparts who only had 1 year of art education. There is increased motor skills. Educators from Stratford School tell us that children who engage in creative arts and music classes from a young age are more likely to develop better hand-eye coordination, focus, and fine motor skills, which are essential for jobs that require a steady hand, such as robotics. Yet another way arts helps with all the other components of STEAM. Higher decision-making skills. Allowing creativity and imagination to flow freely can lead to improving a child's problem-solving skills as they learn how to interpret information and voice their ideas and opinions in a creative, confident way. Better visual learning. The STEAM aspect of visual arts combined with scientific projects can help students reflect on their scientific studies through creating drawings or paintings. Not only does it make it more fun and enjoyable, but it also encourages focus, improves observation skills, and can support problem-solving skills, like I said earlier. Manipulative visual arts such as sketching, photography, and origami have been reported to be effective for spatial intelligence, which is a crucial attribute of successful STEM professionals. Drawing activities can help students learn quicker and more efficiently. And lastly, enhanced learning experience. Studying STEM subjects can be intense and daunting for kids who aren't familiar with it. Involving the arts can help students understand science, technology, engineering, and math in a different way, increase engagement when they connect the artistic mediums that they enjoy, and allow them to explore these subjects in a non-pressured environment. Did you know that Steve Jobs was a huge advocate for the movement of STEAM education, thanks to his experience working at Pixar? He once said, "It's in Apple's DNA that technology alone is not enough, that it's technology married with liberal arts, married with the humanities, that yields us the result that makes our hearts sing." So Steve Jobs was the founder of Apple, and obviously it's a very, very successful company, and he once worked at Pixar, which is an animation studio. So that is arts, and he incorporated that with the design of his iPhones, which is technology and engineering, and wildly successful. So, you know, the proof is in the pudding here. Arts integration really works. Today, the relevance of arts is gaining momentum across the USA, and is now seen as an important primary academic subject. Curriculums in 48 states now have the arts incorporated into their STEM programs and have witnessed all the benefits that it brings to their students. However, a study conducted by the Kent State University found that despite the increased focus on including the arts, at least 51% of art teachers still felt that the focus was still primarily on their original STEM subjects. So over half the teachers in all 48 states still feel like arts should be a bigger component of STEM. And the more arts is involved, the more successful things will be. And I think I mentioned it before in previous podcasts that I am in the fine arts. I sing and I dance. And when I sing in a choir, we have to do this thing called sight reading, which means we look at notes on a page and we have to sign what the notes are doing solfège, and that requires a lot of hand-eye coordination and critical thinking. And the same goes for dancing. We have to learn these 2-minute routines, perfect them, clean them, do them to the best of our ability. So, and I, you know, being involved in those things has, I'm pretty sure it has really helped me in school, because I do well in school, and I think it's because of my discipline in those art areas that helps me to focus and do well. Now, let's move into some toys. Now, this first one isn't really a toy, but I think it's fun nonetheless. Duodot markers. They're kind of like bingo stampers, but kids have a lot of fun with them. You can buy or print out special coloring pages made especially for dotting, or you can just let the kids be creative on plain paper. Water Wow Books. Mess-free, reusable painting. It doesn't get much better than that. Melissa and Doug Water Wow Books allow the kids to paint pictures with water. The colors show up as the wet brush hits the pages. When the water dries, the colors fade, so you can use the books over and over. Light Up Tracing Pad. Using the light-up tracing pad, kids can trace images onto their own paper and then color them in. Now, this is one of my favorite ones, a fashion design kit. I always played fashion games on my computer, you know, trying to make the best outfits. So, yes, the fashion design kit, it's called the My First Fashion Designer. It contains a dress form and lots of little pieces of cloth and ribbons that the kids can use to design their own dresses. And best of all, it's reusable. You just take the dress apart, and you can start from scratch each time you play. There are a lot of brands that have things similar to that. So, yeah, just look it up on Amazon, and there are a lot of different clothes, a lot of different ribbons, patterns, all that. And lastly, we have magnetic drawing boards. There are artsy toys for kids that provide entertainment at home or on the go. Kids can draw or write on these boards, and then erase and do it again and again and again. Plus, there are a lot of ways you can keep kids entertained using magnetic drawing boards for games such as Hangman, Tic-Tac-Toe, or Pictionary. There are a lot of really good artsy toys out there. But as I said earlier, STEAM is not just about the, painting and sculptures and stuff like that. It's about every other art there is. So, some other games I would recommend would be like Just Dance. It's not a toy, but it's a fun way to get up and get moving, and dancing is part of fine arts. And like I said earlier, hand-eye coordination, it helps you focus, and it's a really fun game. Another fun thing to do is to watch a musical or go see a musical. Learn some songs. Learn how to play an instrument. There's so many things that you can do with the arts. It's great. And now we will dive into Arts Initiative. The one we're going to talk about is the Foundation for Arts Initiatives Foundation. So it's not just one initiative itself, but it's a foundation for arts initiatives. According to their site, the Foundation for Arts Initiatives is a private foundation that has been making grants in the arts since 1999, independent of any governments, agencies, or their related agendas. It has its own endowment, and it does not rely on donors or public sources. The Foundation for Arts Initiatives' independence is central to its work and identity. It's run by a board of museum directors, curators, and heads of arts organizations around the world that is actively engaged in all funding and policy decisions and in considering all proposals. Formerly known as the American Center Foundation, the FFAI is a successor to the American Center in Paris, a cultural center that championed avant-garde work in the arts. Today, FFAI's grants programs support curators, arts institutions, and special projects in the visual arts. So they basically, it's a foundation that supports any and all art things. You send a proposal to the foundation and they give grants. So yeah. And now we have travel destinations. These travel destinations are from Forbes, so pretty legit. First up, we have Colorado Springs. I was actually born in Colorado Springs. Well, actually, the base there, Fort Carson, but Colorado Springs. The Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center is an undiscovered arts and culture treasure. The center comprises a museum with more than 20,000 works, a theater, and an art school. It has yoga classes in a light-filled hall, as well as an innovative tactile gallery where you're encouraged to touch the art. So usually you're not supposed to touch art, but since it is a tactile gallery, you're allowed to. It carries pieces like Walt Kahn's Trio and Arthur Doe's Foghorns. And it also has Rocky Rogers' Orange Paint, a striking portrait of an elder Native American whose weathered face have more crags than nearby Pikes Peak. Next destination, Tacoma. Art fans should make the trip to the distinctive stainless steel dome that houses Tacoma's Museum of Glass. Don't miss the Chihuly, sorry if I mispronounced that, Chihuly Bridge of Glass, a 500-foot steel and glass pedestrian bridge with installations that lead from the MOG's rooftop to the downtown museum district. The last one is Santa Fe. This city offers more than 250 art galleries and dealers. But one of the best ones is the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum. She's known for her close-up flower paintings like Abstraction White Rose and pieces like Ram's Head, Blue Morning Glory that shows the beauty in New Mexico's stark landscape. When you go here, you can look at her work alongside others from America's first generation of abstract artists, including Stuart Davis and Arthur Dove. And all these cities have really awesome hotels, art hotels that you can stay in and just have a really nice artsy time. Well, we have reached the end of the fifth episode. Tune in next time for more exciting episodes. Come back to learn about some amazing math. Bye! Make sure to stay artsy.